In this bulletin, a Northern Territory police officer cleared on all charges over the death of Kumanjai Walker in 2019. A helicopter crashes in the New South Wales snowy mountains. And in sport, Australian basketball star Jenny O'Hay plays her final home game in the Women's National Basketball League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Northern Territory Police Officer Zachary Rolfe has been found not guilty of the murder of Kumanjai Walker. The 30-year-old has also been cleared of two alternative charges of manslaughter and engaging in a violent act causing death. The verdict followed an almost five-week trial with multiple delays due to the pandemic. The trial heard the 19-year-old victim stabbed Constable Rolfe with a pair of scissors, with the officer firing three shots into the Warlpiri man as he resisted arrest in Udamu outside Alice Springs in 2019. Outside the court, family and supporters of Mr. Walker expressed their disappointment with the verdict.
It's another sad day. I just say, when we are going to get justice? When?
A former NATO Secretary General says a no-fly zone over Ukraine should still be on the table, while conceding the Russians would consider it a declaration of war. Speaking to the British broadcaster Sky News, Anders Fogh Rasmussen claimed the West has been confronted with a political gangster in Vladimir Putin, and that no action to combat the Ukraine invasion should be excluded.
First of all, I would declare economic war against Russia. I think that's what is needed here and now, to stop the revenue from oil and gas purchase in Russia, to completely cut Russia off the international economic system. But concerning the no-fly zone, I think it should still be on the table. But let's be clear-eyed about this. The Russians would consider it a declaration of war.
A convoy of 120 motorhomes has been sent to help residents in the flood-affected Northern Rivers region of New South Wales. The motorhomes are being driven by the New South Wales Rural Fire Service volunteers, with the first 20 expected to arrive by Sunday. The state and federal governments have allocated $551 million in housing support package for 25,000 households. The Queensland government is appealing to construction workers from other states to relocate to Queensland to assist in the flood recovery effort. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says there's plenty of work available for tradespeople.
I really want to target an aggressive campaign into other states, not New South Wales, because they're going through natural disasters, but we want tradies to come to Queensland. We've got a big job ahead of us. Already there's $1 billion in insurance claims alone to rebuild people's houses. And let's face it, we have more than enough work to go around. So if you're living in another state, we want you to come to Queensland. We want you to run to paradise, to come to paradise.
A helicopter has crashed in the New South Wales snowy mountains, with several people reported injured. The chopper is reported to have come down in the Wilsons Valley region in Kosciuszko National Park. In sport, Australian basketball star Jenny O'Hay has played her final game in the Women's National Basketball League. O'Hay, who is the national captain, received a celebratory farewell after the game, which was her 297th appearance in the league. She announced her retirement earlier this week. Well, now the weather for tomorrow. Perth, partly cloudy, 29. Adelaide, sunny and 29. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 24. Hobart, similar conditions, 23 degrees. Canberra, partly cloudy, 25. Wollongong, a possible shower, 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 25. Newcastle, a possible shower, 25 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27. Cairns, showers and 33. And Darwin, a shower or two, a possible storm and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.